Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second, the third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting third, the center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ken Brett. And now, play ball. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball four. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Kosko reaches second base with a double. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater strikes out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field. LaHude picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaHude. Aparicio scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. May scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into right field. Brown picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4. And the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cosco strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Scott reaches second base with a double. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Don Neuhauser now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett bunts in front of the plate. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 2 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field. LaHood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaHood. Montgomery moves to second. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Don Neuhauser. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montgomery moves to third. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kosko hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aparicio. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater strikes out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Mike Garman. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Juan Benitez. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Auerbach fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.